Hi, welcome to the Career Refresh Podcast. I'm your host, Jill Griffin. I'm a former media and marketing executive turned career strategist and executive coach. I spent my career working my way up and through the ranks of global organizations and startups, and today I show others how to do the same. Join me each week as we discuss the strategies and actionable steps to leverage your strengths, increase your confidence, and develop your career well-being. Ready? Let's do it. Hey, this is the Career Refresh, and I'm your host, Jill Griffin. Okay, everyone's asking me this lately, so I thought, gosh, you know what? Let me just get a podcast out on job interviews. And, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, my clients or people are DMing me or emailing me and asking me, like, how do they prepare? They want to make sure that they're as best as they can be. And it really sounds like everyone's looking for this level of perfection. And I get it. We've all absolutely been there, right? It's the morning of the interview. You're like maybe a little nervous. You feel like you've done your studying. You're thinking about what you're going to wear. We know everyone's only going to see you for the most part from the waist up. If you're doing an in-person interview, I will tell you, you're on the rarer side because most of the first screener interviews are still being done through video. It just saves time for all involved. And, you know, thinking like you're prepared, but are you ready? And if you have not interviewed in the last few months, I'm going to tell you, there's a good chance you're not prepared or ready. The marketplace has changed so much from the resume to the entire interview process to the actual interview. So in this episode, I'm talking about the interview. I have other episodes on the mindset and the job questions and things to think about. So I'll put all of that in the show notes or just scroll through the feed and see the other ones that I've put out there. But this episode, we are going to focus on the actual preparedness for the job interview. Okay, so one, I want you to study the company. I want you to dig into social media profiles, click around, find the interviewer, find anyone else that like works there, any related connections. Did you work at the same company? Do you have people in connection that are like your first and second connections, right? Not these distant random connections. Did you attend a conference together? Did you go to the same university? Find the areas of connection that will come in really handy for maybe breaking the ice during the interview. I want you to prepare next for the relevant questions. Again, do research. Whether you call it G Mafia or the FANG companies, do even if you're not interviewing at FANG or any of those top tech companies, I still want you to go and Google the types of questions that you need to be ready to answer. It is really important to have that level of fluid. And so much of those questions, it's not about getting the answer right. It's seeing how you think on the spot, right? Are you able to handle the pressure of like the most outrageous question? Like, how do you find a needle in a haystack? Which you're like, wait, they really want an answer to this? Yes, they want you to really think through. Well, you know what? I'm going to get the biggest magnet possible and I'm going to put it near the haystack and I'm going to find the needle, right? It's about, I know you're probably like, what, Jill? No, seriously, it's about how you think and how you can handle the uncomfortableness of sort of a wackadoo question. And then, yes, sometimes it's if you're an engineer or you're STEM or you're doing that, they definitely want to see that you can think and do math and calculus on the fly. But for anybody else who's working within other areas, those questions, again, are simply about how you can think and how you can handle something that you don't know. I'm going to ask you next to write out your answers. In your practice, I want you to go long form. I want you to get crisp. I want you to be compelling. And I want you to think about the bullet points of what you're going to say. You're going to have your career narrative nailed. We're going to talk about any of the gaps in your resumes. If you were at a company for a short stint, how are you answering that? If you were laid off recently, how are you answering that? You want to think all through those questions in advance so that they feel smooth and easy. And just because someone asks about your gap in your resume, okay, fine. There's somebody who might be being a dick out there, but it all depends on how you answer it. If you answer it like, oh my God, I used the 3 months that I had off to travel and I did. If you take control of it and your energy shows like, I ain't got anything to be uncomfortable with, you're going to change the tone of the interview. Again, most people are asking because they just want to, again, see who you are as a person and how you think. There occasionally could be a dick, but just answer it with that confidence and fun of what you actually did during your time off. So next, I'm going to tell you to practice your answers in front of a mirror. I want you to see if it feels natural. Do you feel like you're totally in like the BS bingo? You're answering questions and you're stringing a whole lot of words together, but like no one actually knows what you're saying. Are you overly jargony? Are you too verbose? I want you to get to the point. When I do this exercise with clients, even people who are media trained, they often are laughing at how long it takes them to get to the question, or they answer it too concise and someone's like, okay, you didn't give me anything to go with, right? So really practice it. And I want you to practice it out loud in a mirror. It's also about maintaining eye contact and seeing how natural you feel. In this process, the next thing is you're going to know the 3 to 5 things that you are known for. Why are you the solution to their problem? Nailing quick, like 90-second impact stories is really where you're going to win here. I want you to practice with a friend or a mentor, or better yet, get an unbiased coach like me. Practice, have the back and forth, be hit up with those questions. Really make sure that you are comfortable for the obvious questions and sometimes the not so obvious questions. I would even recommend that you practice on video, especially if you are doing this interview via Zoom or Microsoft Teams or Google Hangouts. Practice on video, also making sure that you have that software downloaded so that the morning of the interview, you're not suddenly going, oh my God, I got to be there in 2 minutes and I haven't downloaded anything yet. All of that. Practicing on video is also make sure you're maintaining the eye contact. We all have a habit of looking at ourselves. You can hide yourself and only look at the speaker and make sure you're looking up at the camera, not where you think their eyes are on the screen. Give eye contact. Then I want you to prep your space. I can't even tell you how many times I have met people for consults or networking or, you know, partnership discussions, and I can see their toilet. I can see their bed. I can see the bookshelf behind them that looks like a train wreck. Look, I am not saying that you need a beautiful apartment. I'm saying just think about your camera angle. If there's something that people can see on camera, is that something that becomes unsightly? People are biased. They're going to judge you. And I'll tell you, if I'm meeting you and you can't pick your bra off the back of your bed frame, yes, I can't tell you how many times I've seen that, I'm like, you knew you were getting on a video call. Just find a way to straighten up the space a bit, okay? The next thing I want you to think about is practicing the questions. So tell me about yourself. Or the other question, so why do you want this job? And remembering you're answering these questions is not about you, it's about them. So you want to find a way to take your true answer and weave it into what they are going to want to hear based on the job description or what you know about the job. This is how you start setting yourself up as the candidate to solve their problem. And next, I want you to think about how you are going to ask the interviewer questions. Don't say something like, nope, I think we've covered everything. Make sure you have questions ready. This is really, really important. The next thing is when you're thinking about the preparedness, right? That's all about getting prepared. And I recently did an episode on it. So again, dig back on that one and look at the difference between being ready and prepared. That's about being prepared. Being ready is spending time with your state of mind before the actual call. What do you want to be doing for the hour or 30 minutes before the call? I get it. If you're back to back or you're commuting or you're driving to the interview or you're jammed all day, it is harder. But then this means that you need to put the time in, put the credits in the bank that morning. So I always go to music because music is the fastest way I find for both myself and my clients to get into state. And seriously, it would serve you to have a playlist that is for pumping you up or putting you in a calm state. Like, again, everybody's brain works differently, but I have a mixture of songs. So anything from like Eminem's Lose Yourself, like that whole 8 Mile soundtrack is awesome. It could be Lizzo's Good as Hell. It could be The Room Where It Happens from Hamilton, which is a mixture of Leslie Odom and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down, or Just the Way You Are, either by Bruno Mars or Billy Joel. It could be something soothing and peaceful, like My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, or even Let It Be by the Beatles, right? Think about what you need that morning or in the moments, the hour or so before the interview, to get yourself into state. This is about being ready. And then I want you to accept that there is no perfect job interview or perfect performance. And what I always say is that you are not perfect, but you are excellent. So my friends, you're gonna show up with your excellence. And then I want you to think about the attributes like trust, likability, friendliness, charisma, connection, warmth, confidence. What do you need to be thinking in order to create and convey those attributes? And then I also want you to be thinking about, all right, you have to nail capability, power, and effectiveness. What do you need to be thinking in order to create the feelings that will help you convey capability, power, and effectiveness? You can be prepared and ready. You have to spend some time getting into state. And if you need help, I'd be honored to be your coach. You can schedule a free consultation. My information's in the show notes, and we can discuss your goals and what we're going to do to make a plan to get you there. All right, friends, as always, email me questions, send them to hello@jillgriffincoaching.com. I love hearing from you. And I love that so many of you do email me. It's great. I love that this podcast continues to serve, which is really the reason why I put it out there. How can I help people on their journeys? All right, friends, I'm wishing you an amazing week. And as always, here's to possibility. Hey, thanks for listening to the Career Refresh Podcast. If you're enjoying this and you want more information, go to my website, jillgriffincoaching.com. There you can find information on how to work with me one-on-one or my group programs, or even bring me into your workplace. I'll put the link to my website in the show notes. But hey, listen, before you go, do me a favor, rate and review this podcast because it definitely helps me get the word out to people everywhere so that they can also thrive in the workplace. All right, friends, I appreciate you. I'll see you soon.